This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today our study of the rights of God based upon Luke chapter 13, verses 6 to 9. This passage indicates the very, very important lesson of what we should recognize to be the rights of God, at least some of them. Already in this series, we have noted that God has the right of ownership. He owns the world. He owns every one of us. Further, God has the right of expectation. He has the right to expect us to recognize Jesus Christ as our proper example and to strive to emulate Him. But while we recognize that none of us can really reach that standard, we realize that we live in a time of grace. The gospel of Christ involves the grace of God. And that brings us to our third point of the rights of God, and that is that God has the right of intercession. Notice that in the parable of the fig tree is told in Luke chapter 13, verses 6 to 9, by Jesus Christ, the vine dresser made intercession for the tree when the vine dresser said, "Let us cut it down because it's cumbering the ground." That would be the basis of strict justice. God has the right to punish man for his sin. In fact, there is the fact of retribution for the sin that each of us commits, that the wages of sin is death. What we actually earn by our sin is death. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. But here we find intercession being made by the vine dresser. And this no doubt indicates the fact that God has the right of intercession, and this he did by sending his Son into the world to die for our sins. We have pointed out that it is his world, that is God's world, and that man belongs to God. That God has the right to intercede in this situation, that is, in the situation in which men have sinned. And he did do so. He interceded to offer man the means of bringing forth the fruit which he expects, that is, the fruit of a life which is free from sin. Now, of course, none of us can do that within and of our own power. We cannot do it without the help of God. One of the great declarations of the fact that Jesus died on the cross is the fact that every one of us has sinned, and that we cannot save ourselves. Now note in connection with that, in Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the ordinance of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit the things of the Spirit. Now note particularly this point. What the law could not do, what the law of Moses could not do, was to bring man to be free absolutely from sin. The reason for that was because of the weakness of those who lived under it. Now, the law could not accomplish then the salvation of man, but God did accomplish it. How? By the sending of his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. And in so doing, God condemned sin in the flesh in order that the ordinance, that is, the requirement of the law, and the requirement of the law was that men would be free from sin. None of us can hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant," at the judgment unless we are free from sin. And the only way that can be accomplished is by the blood of Christ. And so, you see, God had the right of interceding, and he did intercede. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Every person has the right of salvation through Jesus Christ, and that involves faithful, loving obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. No man can be saved who does not obey the Lord Jesus Christ. And so God has the right of ownership, he has the right of expectation, and he has the right of intercession, and he has interceded by means of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please do be with us next time as we continue this very important study.